right, boys and girls, happy Tuesday to you. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this December 3rd. How are you doing? It's Dave here. All the best moments from today's show just for you. As always, don't forget to tip your podcast host in Bitcoin, okay? Bad segues are where we started off the show. And there are a common theme throughout, if you're a regular listener. Phone prophecies were also brought up. A guy from the mid-century knew a thing or two about ye olde telephone and where it would be headed. We hit the phones today for that gotta-have gift of yesteryear. You can get paid to binge on Star Wars, and we celebrated Ozzy Osbourne's birthday today. This is what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So did you have a hard time shoveling out this morning?
Oh, brutal. All right. Threw my back out.
I got to tell you, I heard one of the dumbest things I have ever heard in my life on the radio yesterday in regards to the storm. All right. So I'm listening to news radio. I'm going over to Jersey. I'm listening to news radio. Wanted to check on traffic for a moment. All right. And I hear the weather person who is from Channel 3 come on and say, look, this snow thing is over. It's, you know, it's really not going to happen. Not going to be much of anything going to happen. All right. Within 5 minutes comes the bumper, as they call it, of somebody from the nightly news, right? Who starts with the typical TV lead, lots of snow coming up. I mean, within moments of one to the other, it's like you both work at the same station, not only on the radio, but on TV as well. Don't you communicate at all?
I love a good segue.
And it's like, oh my God, what level of stupid is going on in radio?
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
This is from the Tacoma News. This happened in Pasadena, California, and it was about the telephone's future. And Mark Sullivan, who was the director of Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company, said this on that date. Okay, so this is April 11th, 1953. What can we expect out of our phones in the future? 1953.
All right.
Just what form of future will it? Here's his prophecy. He said, in its final development, the telephone will be carried about by the individual, probably, perhaps as we carry a watch today. It probably will require no dial or equivalent, and I think the users will be able to see each other if they want to as they walk and talk.
Nailed it.
Right?
Nice one, dude.
Isn't that something? Who knows? But what it may actually translate to, it might be able to actually translate things from one language into another.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Well, with it being Ozzy's birthday, we figured we would bring up something from Ozzy today. And, of course, when he was doing the No More Tears album, when he was prepping that whole thing, and they were just beginning to record it, he was once again struggling with drugs and alcohol addiction. And Ozzy, for the first time, leaned on some other people, outside writers, to help him write songs, one of them being Lemmy from Motorhead and the other being Zakk Wylde from South Jersey. And out of this, he got Mama's Coming Home. And Ozzy, while working with them and working on this song, Ozzy finally decided to clean his act up. Here's what he had to say. Hopefully you'll be able to understand him.
Well, halfway through the making of this No More Tears album, I was drinking again and I was using drugs again. And I woke up one morning and I thought, this is a load of crap, you know. I don't like this anymore. I'd been to so many rehabs, I'd been to so many detoxes, I'd been to so many therapists and sessions with different various people and group meetings and whatnot. It's a very difficult thing to do. You can't just say, I'm going to give up smoking now. It just doesn't happen that way. But all of a sudden, something within me just went, enough.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're doing.
MGK.
There's a website, cabletv.com, that's willing to pay somebody $1,000 to binge watch all 10 of the Star Wars movies back to back before the new one comes out on December 20th.
Okay.
All right.
I like how that implies that they're terrible.
Right.
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
Right. I would do this. That's $45 an hour.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You know, and me being, you know, space boy.
Yeah. Right?
This is like, yeah. Right. But unfortunately, right, it doesn't. I can only do it over Christmas vacation, and the movie comes out on the 20th. So, well, too bad for me.
Yeah, it's not
do it
work.
During the show. Make it a challenge for the week before headed into vacation. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just put it on the
Big screen.
Yeah, get a projector.
Right.
Or the wall, so you're staring at it while you're talking.
Steve and I'll hang.
Well, you have to do it by the 20th, and that's the day that we're going to have the Christmas pajama party.
Uh-huh.
So all you guys could do the show, and I'll just sit there and watch and make money.
Perfect.
Well, what if?
What if?
Does it say, is there a stipulation that if all the people in the studio are each watching one at the same time, does that cover us?
Well, they do say they want one person to do this.
That's a good loophole.
That is a good loophole.
It is. It was a good try, Steve.
Can we dress up like Star Wars characters instead of Christmas pajamas?
Instead of Christmas pajamas? That's
yeah.
Not,
no, you know what else was a good try?
What?
Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Not a Jar Jar fan?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
It's a miracle the man's alive.
Right.
The amount of drugs and stuff that he did. And long before even the drugs started, Ozzy was doing stupid stuff. Ozzy's first brush with the law came when he was a teenager. He bungled the entire thing. In an attempt to steal clothing to resell on the black market, he accidentally stole baby clothes because it was too dark in the store for him to tell the difference. In addition, he also tried stealing a television set from the same store with a cable that was connected to the wall.
Oh my God.
And the antenna prevented him from getting out the door with it.
Oh, so, Ozzy.
What did you find?
It's a bit presumptuous to think that all celebrities and musicians know each other. While Ozzy tries to make that illusion continue, in an interview years ago, he admitted to having accidentally texted someone about the fact that he'd lost his cat. Who was the person he texted? Robert Plant. Yes. And to quote Ozzy, I can't tell you how many times I've accidentally texted Jimmy Page.
Oh, God.
Dave?
Before he joined the people with whom he'd formed Black Sabbath, Osbourne posted an ad inside a Birmingham music shop. It read very simply and to the point, quote, Ozzy Zig needs a gig, has own PA. He was contacted by the others who joined him, and he became their front man.
That is amazing that is what put that band together.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, it's a clutch thing to have.
Now, there's some things we told you about Ozzy. Now we have something we need you to tell us about Ozzy. Because, you know, Ozzy, there are times where it's very clear as to what it is he's saying. And then there's other times that the mumble comes into play.
Sure.
So I want to know, I'm going to play you an Ozzy clip here. And I want you to tell me what he says at the end of this clip. All right, you ready? All right, here's the clip.
Tony speaks by not speaking. Tony moves by not moving. Tony moves through his music.
Oh, a tongue twister.
Tony speaks by not speaking. Tony moves by not moving. Tony moves through his music.
So tell you what, if you, I've got a $25 gift card that you could have, right? And you're welcome to it. A Visa gift card for $25. Do what you want with it, right? But you got to tell us what this is at the end of that speech.
Tony moves through his music.
Obviously, he's talking about Tony Iommi.
Yes.
All right, you know, but what this is.
Tony moves through his music.
Right. Say that 5 times in the mirror, the devil will drag you to hell.
215-263-WMGK.
Tony moves through his music.
It is Ozzy's birthday. He is a known mumbler, mumbles and stumbles more than I ever could. Right. But we found this clip, and to tell you the truth, if I didn't have it printed out, I would never know what the hell it was he was saying. We got people on the phone who are trying to decipher it, so let me play the clip for you, and then we'll go to the phone, and let's see. The clip sounds like this.
Tony speaks by not speaking. Tony moves by not moving. Tony moves through his music.
All right, so let's go to the phone. We'll start with Dina here. Hey, Dina, what is he saying?
Movement.
Movement. He's saying movement. Well, he's saying more than that, so I'm sorry. We'll have to move on. We go over to Ray. Ray, what is he saying?
Tony moves to the music.
What?
What? Tony moves to the music.
Tony moves to the music.
Sounds like disco lyrics.
Yeah. Close, but no guitar. Over to Glenn. Glenn, what's he saying?
I believe he's saying Tony moves through his music.
Dude, you figured it out.
That's impressive.
How the hell you got that is beyond me, because I listened to it a dozen times, knew what he was saying, and still couldn't hear what he was saying.
It scares me that I'm fluent in Ozzy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have to honestly say, I wasn't really ready for Thanksgiving. I'm definitely not ready for Debbie's retirement. Right.
Yeah.
And Christmas, just the whole idea of dealing with Christmas, because I haven't bought gift one yet. I haven't bought a single damn thing, nothing at all. But I was thinking about this morning on the drive in, and then I saw this story, which even tops it. Listen to this. One father's 10-year-old daughter has shown some serious balls, right? She submitted her Christmas list to her dad, and in total, everything listed comes to the value of a little over $10,000.
What?
All right, this is from a 10-year-old, okay? Some of the things she listed were an iPhone 11, okay. AirPods, a new MacBook Air, a Chanel purse, a GoPro, and $4,000 in cash.
Oh my God. Is this a Kardashian kid?
Now, she also went with a bunny, dolls, makeup, shoes, and clothes.
Okay, that's more like
it. All right. But that's in addition to the stuff I already listed and $4,000
in cash. Those are the tack-ons.
That's it. So, but it got me to thinking, and what I was originally thinking this morning was, do you remember, and because this year there is no have-to gift. I haven't heard anybody about going crazy over something.
Right. Man, right? Tickle Me Elmo this year.
No Tickle Me Elmo, no Cabbage Patch Doll, right. Nothing like that. But, and I'll put this question out to all of you. What was, during the course of your childhood, what was your one I-must-have-it gift? Your best Christmas gift ever. It's the one you wanted more than anything else in the world. What could it possibly be?
Debating between two, I think it would have been this Hot Wheels track, and it was a big one. It was probably about 4.5-5 feet long.
The one with the big loop in the middle?
It had a loop in the middle, and it had two spots that would speed up the car.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those.
So that was, I had to have it. I got it. And then I also found out later that putting it together was a bit of a pain in the ass.
it's one of those dad curses the whole time you're playing with it.
And I had to, I had to have it. Speaking of putting things together,
for me, well, I wanted HO trains. I had O trains, but I wanted HO trains and wanted the whole thing. I wanted a little village. I wanted all of it, right? And my parents decide. My father goes out and gets a 4x8 sheet of plywood,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right, and, covers it with the grass,
right?
Starts building the town, then all that stuff, trees, lights, the whole thing. They went totally out, right? And every night when I would go to bed, they would be working on it. My mom and dad would be working on it. And one night in the middle of the night, I wake up. Right. And I come inside and I see them working on this thing, but I'm half asleep. Right. I'm going like trains. And they convinced me that they were for Johnny Coppola, who lived next door.
So mid-century. I love it.
And it's like, these are no, we're doing this for Johnny's parents because he wanted trains for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I go back to bed and then Christmas morning, like,
sucker.
There it was. And I totally forgot about the whole Johnny Coppola episode.
For me, it was definitely a Super Soaker, not just any Super Soaker 50, because finally you could snipe with a water pistol. 50 freaking feet. Who just sprayed me? I did. Thanks, Mom.
So, Cindy, do you got something?
I was so excited about Malibu Barbie, I have to tell you. She was, her tan and her bouffant. Brown.
I thought you said
hair.
Tan.
Right. Yeah, but it was a spray-on tan, too.
Yeah, I know. Right? It's very
especially in Barbie's case, it was a spray-on tan. Right. Well, what was it for you, folks? We're really curious, because this is always a fun thing. That one gift, the gift that you had to have, of all of the gifts of your childhood, what was the one you had to have? You told Santa, you told your parents, you told everybody, this is what I want for Christmas. Call us here in the studio. So Christmas comes along, you're a little child, Christmas comes along. During the course of your childhood, what was the toy, the toy you had to have, whether it was the big demand toy that year or the thing that you were just wishing for, whatever it might be. You know what I got one year, Dave?
What's that?
BB gun.
Oh, classic. Daisy.
Of course.
All day.
Daisy BB gun, right? Went down in the bay, went down in the garage, right? I had learned all of my lay down stances and all that stuff, right? And just like in A Christmas Story, right? Boom, hit a piece of metal on the wall.
Ricochet.
Come back, right in the forehead. Right in the damn forehead. Christmas on its way, and because of a list that I saw from some child who basically wanted $10,000 worth of toys, right? And part of that gift list was $4,000 in cash. This is from a 10-year-old kid. $4,000 in cash, iPhone, you know, Apple computer, Chanel purse, right? From a 10-year-old. All right, but I started thinking about, you know, there was no this year, and I don't recall one much last year either. No had to gift. And there was no big.
Yeah, I haven't seen any news stories.
Didn't you say something about some sort of baby shark?
Yeah, there's like a baby shark puppet. I saw like a sloth, but there's not that one.
Right.
Like, so you remember Tickle Me Elmo? That was a straight up craze.
Right. That was insane. And there was one about 3 or 4 years ago. Don't you remember?
Hatchimals?
Something like that. We went out and we bought them.
Yes, right?
We were handing them out. Yep. Yeah, you know, and probably the most famous one of all outside of Elmo had to be the Cabbage Patch Kids,
yep.
Right?
Another craze.
So, but we all had them, and for you had what? The Hot Wheels was the toy you had to have?
It had a loop-de-loop two things to speed the cars up. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't summer for me as a 90s kid until you filled up that Super Soaker, man.
Right. So, and you got a Super Soaker for Christmas.
Yes.
So you had a long time to wait before you could really use it.
I didn't wait. Oh, yeah. I was freezing people all winter.
And mine was just HO trains. I had O trains. I wanted HO trains, but that was my had-to gift. So the question at hand this morning is exactly, what is it that you have to have for Christmas? Now, when you were a kid, we're talking about childhood, of all the Christmases you had, what was the one? This is the one that you dreamed of. Let's go to the phone. We got Tom here. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
So, Tom, what was it for you? Of all of the stuff that you had to have when you were a kid, when Christmas came along, what did you have to have?
Official NFL football.
An official NFL football.
Just not like any football. It had to be the official NFL football that they used in the game.
Did it say the Duke?
You know what? I had a smaller football. The Dukes were a little smaller. And a couple kids in the neighborhood had some of them, but I wanted the NFL football.
Yeah, it was probably signed by Pete Rozelle.
Yeah, that's the name I was thinking of. Yes. Tom, how old are you?
56 and a half.
Ah, so it was real pigskin.
Yeah, it was real pigskin.
Yep.
Kathy, what about yourself? What did you have to have? What was that Christmas gift you just had to have?
It was Baby Alive, and I got in so much trouble because I went down Christmas morning before my mom and opened it, and then she wouldn't let me play with it.
Oh, wow.
Was this the baby that tinkled?
Yes, and you fed her the original Baby Alive, the very first one.
Not to be confused with Betsy Wetsy.
Right.
Oh, how dare you.
Right.
I remember the commercials for that. Creeped me out to no end. Definitely creeped me out. Sean, what did you have to have for Christmas?
It was one of those scooters, not the razors that... But back in the late 60s, early 70s.
The red ones with the two wheels and the kickstand?
Without the kickstand. I got it. My dad put it together. So I went two houses and the whole thing fell apart. I was like super excited. Yay, I got it. And then the whole thing just splattered.
Leona, what was the gift for you? What did you have to have?
Thumbelina.
Oh, do you remember the song?
I do.
Thumbelina, something, dance.
Thumbelina, you were such a whore. And kids never understood that part.
Not my Thumbelina.
Eric, what did you have to have?
Millennium Falcon.
Was it the pre-made one, or were you looking for the Lego one?
No, I wanted the Hasbro pre-made one.
And he knew it was Hasbro, too.
Did you get it?
No, my dad got me a Battlestar Galactica ship.
That's an outrage.
Oh, man, nothing worse than men who get their spaceships wrong. Hey, Bob, what was your had-to-have gift as a child?
Sea crawlers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
That covers us all. I think they started with me and was still there for you guys.
And you know what? When it got to us, it was still molten hot lava when it came out.
Yeah. In fact, they should sell it with an ice pack.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gilda Coppola.
Gilda?
Yes.
Coppola?
Yes.
That is a combination of names I would never expect to be together.
Well, they are.
Okay.
They are.
What was your had-to Christmas gift?
A Mr. Machine.
Oh.
What is Mr. Machine?
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Can you sing the song?
No, there's no song for it.
Of course there's a song for it.
There's always a song for it in the mid-60s.
Here he comes, greatest toy you've ever seen, and his name is Mr. Machine.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is horrifying.
Mr. Machine, he was the earliest robot.
Yeah, it is the stuff of nightmares. He's got a screw for a nose. He's got exposed gears for an ear.
Uh-huh, yeah,
He really is like Santa's misfit toy.
No, he's Mr. Machine, and we loved him.
Yeah, Mr. Yes, gonna feed did. You to the machine.
Have a good morning.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.